Today is Thursday, January the 27th, 2022, and it's a great day to have a day here on the Spurs Up Show, the best Gamecocks podcast on the internet. On today's show, I break down last night's game as South Carolina beats the Vanderbilt Commodores by a final score of 70-61, effectively earning back-to-back SEC wins for the first time this season. Guys, I'll give all my thoughts, my biggest takeaway, hand out the Shooter Shoot Award, and also talk what's next for South Carolina basketball as well. Also, fantastic conversation, guys. A Big Cock Club exclusive as Aaron Fitt, a good friend of the show of D1Baseball.com, joins me to break down the 2021 season for the Yardcocks. Look at the offseason, new additions to Mark Kingston's staff. Also, the 2022 season. His thoughts, why the Gamecocks maybe were left out of the top 25, and look at his projections for this year's team as well. Guys, a packed show here on this Thursday. And of course, as always, it's brought to you by our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. Guys, for all of your movie needs in the 2022 calendar year, be sure to check out our friends over at Upstate Movers Group. You can find them on social media at Upstate Movers Group. Of course, if you have any other questions, go to their website, upstatemoversgroup.com. That's upstatemoversgroup.com. Be sure to check them out and tell them Chris, the Spurs Up Show sent you. Let's get it. Remove the ego. It's better to be good than to be right. And in this situation, in this game, in this result, that applies yet again. Folks, happy Thursday. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Chris Phillips, your host of the Spurs Up Show. As always, appreciate you all tuning in. We are in Florida. We're on the road, but yet here we are, yet coming to you yet again, because the Gamecocks are victorious, and it is a victory Thursday for the Courtcocks. Again, I hope this show does find you, no matter where you are, what you're doing. Hope you're having a fantastic week, and we're talking to you guys really quickly before we get going. A quick content update, because I know normally on this Thursday, and as I told you all, Tuesday, Thursdays, we'd be breaking down the Yardcocks, positions, pitchers, what have you. Not doing that here today. Quick update. We broke down first baseman on the Tuesday show. Of course, we're out of town. We're moving. We're making things happen. I did not want to rush putting this show together. So for that reason, we are not breaking down second baseman on today's show. Instead, we will do that on the Monday show. So next week will be heavy on the Yardcocks. Okay, next week will be very heavy on the Yardcocks. Monday, we'll talk second baseman. Tuesday, we'll talk shortstops. Thursday, we will talk the hot corners. So we're going to give you guys an update. We're continuing to break this thing down, but a change in the schedule in regards to how we will do it. So do not fret. We're still talking Yardcocks. We got a great conversation later in the show as we sit now just 22 days away from opening day. But I really want to focus on this basketball team, because you know what? I was wrong. Let's talk South Carolina Vandy. I was wrong. Gamecocks get the win 70-61 over the Vanderbilt Commodores. And I was wrong. My gut told me that the Gamecocks would lay an egg. My gut told me South Carolina would not show up. And you know what South Carolina did? They showed up. Did they start fast? No. Was it a great game? No. But you know what? Just like last time, the Gamecocks found a way. You were down 30-26 at the half. I don't know what Frank Martin said. I don't know what he did to inspire this team, fire up this team, to get this team to outscore their opponent 44-31 in the second half. And again, just like we said after Georgia, does this game really re-energize a fan base? Does it make us all feel and think that South Carolina basketball is going to the tournament and going to make on a crazy run? Not necessarily. No. But my biggest takeaway is this, and I feel like we've seen this throughout the season. My biggest takeaway is South Carolina is a second half team. And I don't know why that is. I don't know what that is. I don't know the reasoning. I can't give you a good reason for it. But South Carolina is a second half team, at least from what I've seen. And I've watched every minute of this team play. This is a second half team. This team finds a way to go into the locker room, rally, figure it out, and make things happen. So kudos to Frank Martin. Kudos to that coaching staff for making it happen. Now, again, I picked Vandy to win. Why did I do so? My gut told me. Did I think Vandy was a better basketball team? No. You already beat them. You already took care of the business. And you look at the stats. Here's the crazy part. You look at the stats. Shooting percentages equal 44%. The Gamecocks shot 30% from three-point land. Vandy, 41%. Vandy outshot you from free throw land, 63-42%. But look down low and what happened. We talked about what needed to happen in the paint. The Gamecocks out-rebound Vanderbilt, 41-29, and that big run in the second half. That big run that happened against Georgia, not necessarily as dramatic, but the big run you had to have. It happened. Willems Levesque, 7 points, 2 rebounds, much more involved than last time. James Reese, 19 points stepping up. What a game from him. Eric Stevenson, Stevie Shooter with, by the way, one of the dunks of the year. Put some respect on his name. Stevie Shooter Shoot, 13 points and a one-handed slam-a-jamma at the CLA that we won't ever forget. Jermaine Cousnard, thank you for showing up yet again, sir. He was back. He was doing his thing. And a night when Keyshawn Bryant didn't even score a point, you still found a way to get the job done. Again, I don't think any of us felt like Vandy was a team we should have lost to. I picked South Carolina to lose. I picked the Gamecocks to lose because you know what? This felt like a moment where the Gamecocks always seem to lose. And that doesn't mean I was wishing for it to happen or wanted it to happen. But it just felt like a moment where the Gamecocks were going to Gamecock. And sure enough, they didn't. Hey, you get to 3-4. You got a chance now moving into Saturday. Maybe you can even that SEC record. But it was a game, if you're Frank Martin, if you're this team, if you're going to salvage this season in any way, you had to have it. And guess what? You did. You had it. So kudos to all parties. Yet again, by the way, yet again, fighting a first half deficit, a first half slump. I don't understand what it is. And can you get away with this forever? No. Can you play good teams and win this way? No. But down 30-26, You outscore your opponent by 13 in the second half. You found a way yet again to get the job done in that way. So whatever second half adjustments were made, whatever said at halftime, Frank Martin, incredible job. That has to be corrected, but an incredible job nonetheless. Now you look at free throws. Gamecocks, 9 of 21. Vandy, 12 of 19. So the free throw disparity wasn't quite as big as normal. This was just truly a game where you found a way to fight, scratch, claw, and get a job done. And find second half momentum. Again, I don't understand why this team cannot get going quicker. I don't understand why this team can't get going sooner, and that has to change. But you know what? For two straight games, it's worked out for you. Can you ride that to an over 500 SEC record? No, I don't think so. I know you can't. You can't. You can't. But right now, man, it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch. But you got to find something, capture it. Either way, great win, great job fighting adversity yet again and getting the job done. Talking Shooter Shoot Award, of course, James Reese, man, 19 points, 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 6 from 3. What an addition he's been, by the way. I mean, James Reese, every other game, I'm talking about this dude and what he's done for this team. It's been incredible, man. James Reese, again, 19, 8 of 12, 3 of 6 from the outside, from three-point land. Incredible, man. I really like the addition he's been for this team, like what he's done as a scorer, as a leader, as a shooter, as a defender too, also, by the way. His defense is great. His defense has been phenomenal. So James Reese Jr., congratulations, winning the Shooter's Shoot Award for the game against Vandy. Now again, what's next for South Carolina? Saturday at Texas A&M, 8:30 tip in College Station. A&M been struggling, by the way. If we want to look up Texas A&M, what they did tonight, let's see. We can look at that right now. I should have had this pulled up earlier. But what did A&M do? And they've been struggling mightily lately, by the way. So the Gamecocks could take advantage. They lost to LSU, the 19th-ranked Tigers, by a final score of 70-64. So again, South Carolina will have the opportunity to win three straight games when they go to College Station Saturday. And again, A&M has been struggling. So who knows? Maybe, just maybe, just maybe, South Carolina can turn their season around in this week. We talked about how big this week was and is for South Carolina in regards to who they play, their record, all that good stuff. Now you have back-to-back SEC wins for the first time in this season. Can they parlay that momentum even further and make it a three-game winning streak at Texas A&M? Guys, that's going to do all for me. Hey, I hope you're all doing well. Hope you're having a fantastic week. Yours truly down in Florida. Hey, the grind doesn't stop. It's about midnight right now, by the way. Grind doesn't stop. We're rocking. We're rolling. Watching the game. Following the Gamecocks. Doing the damn thing. Producing content. And I hope you're having a grand, fantastic week. Hope you're doing great. Hope you're doing well. If you have any questions, comments, I would love to hear your thoughts, your feedback, everything you thought about last night's win. How good of a win was it? What do you expect next? Who stood out to you? All of your takeaways and, of course, all your comments on our conversation and interview that is upcoming right now. Aaron Fitt of D1Baseball.com. And if you cannot hear that, the reason is it's a Big Cock Club exclusive. Go sign up today, patreon.com/BigCockClub. That's patreon.com/BigCockClub. Cock Club to hear the full conversation with Aaron Fitt of D1Baseball.com, National College Baseball Writers. We talk South Carolina baseball last year, the new coaching additions, this team this year, projections, all that good stuff, guys. Again, you can find that at patreon.com/bigcockup or go to our social media channels, click the link in bio, and you can sign up with Big Cockup today. We will be sharing that conversation, a couple of clips here and there on social media. We hear the full conversation. The Big Cock Club. That's where you can find it. Guys, again, appreciate you all tuning in. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.